Coming up today on this episode of the Healthier Tech Podcast.
If you go back in history, Wi-Fi was once designed for cash registers systems. So to be used in supermarkets, to be used with large numbers of devices. And for example, in settings with 200 users, there could be, you know, a slightly faster connection speed. So instead of 100 milliseconds, it would take just 10 milliseconds to connect. But in a consumer setting where you have 10, 20, 30 devices, you will not see any difference. So basically, we did a fine tuning to make sure that everything works in a consumer setting, but the radiation is strongly reduced.
Welcome to the Healthier Tech Podcast, the show about building a healthier relationship with modern technology. Now, here are your hosts, R. Blank and Stephanie Warner.
Hey, Steph. So you might remember I got into this whole world of EMF through work I did with my father, and he was writing a book. Do you remember what that book was called?
Yeah, that book was called Overpowered by Dr. Martin Blank.
Yes, it was Overpowered. And the reason I'm bringing that up here is because I think today's episode really illustrates why we selected the name Overpowered for that book. Because our guest today, Jan Rutger Schrader, has invented a Wi-Fi router that still works as a Wi-Fi router. That's just a normal Wi-Fi router that you plug in and use like a normal Wi-Fi router, but with a fraction of the power emissions from a regular Wi-Fi router.
Yeah, what's I'm really excited about this interview, and I'm really excited about our listeners hearing about this product, because it works like a normal Wi-Fi router, but also... you don't lose any. There's no sacrifice in your enjoyment of your router. And the benefit, whether you're electrosensitive or not, is that you are reducing your exposure. And also, you're reducing the amount of energy that you're using when you use a router. And I think we should stop here, because I think we're giving away a lot in the intro. But
yeah,
I'm excited.
Stop it, Stephanie. Let's get into
I'm
it.
I'm excited. Let's get do into this.
Joining us today is Jan Rutger Schrader, founder of JRS Eco Wireless and the inventor of the brilliant low EMF Eco Wi-Fi router. Jan Rutger, or JR for short, holds a PhD in microelectronics and communications technology. Back in 2007, JR was working in the research lab of a large multinational company in the Netherlands, designing cutting-edge microelectronic circuits for the latest generation of mobile phones. It seemed like his dream job, until he noticed that the electromagnetic radiation from mobile phones, towers, and other devices was taking a toll on his health. This led him to make a life-changing decision to quit his job. A few years later, JR channeled his expertise and passion into founding JRS Eco Wireless, with a mission to develop electronics that emit significantly less radiation. In 2011, he developed the pioneering Eco Wi-Fi router, known for its reduced radiation emissions. He then advanced his innovation with the Eco 100 router, the world's first Wi-Fi router with a full eco mode, which switches to completely radiation-free mode when no wireless devices are connected. Welcome, JR.
Hi. Hi, R. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Excellent. So great to have you on. I'm really excited for this conversation. And to get us kicked off, I'd love for you to tell our listeners how you decided to leave your dream job to pursue your own business and to mitigate the damage from wireless technology.
Yeah, Stephanie. So that was really a life-changing decision, because it was my dream job. So I always dreamt of working at a high-tech research lab. So I did my PhD in electronic engineering and microelectronics, and it was a great time at the university. So then I started in the south of the Netherlands in the research lab. And whilst there, I noticed that I got, a sharp headache, and it was always in certain locations. So I would sit in one place and I got this headache, and I would sit in another location and I didn't have it. So then when I looked at the ceiling, there would always be a Wi-Fi router on the ceiling. So it was clearly connected to the Wi-Fi. So I really noticed it had an effect on my health, and that made me decide I didn't want to work in the wireless industry anymore. So that was when I quit that job and I took on another job. So I worked with much pleasure at another research institute on another subject. And then in 2011, I started my own company, which I started doing 2015 full time. And that became JRS Eco Wireless. And so with as a main product, the Eco Routers.
And so can you explain to people what these Eco Routers are, and how is it possible to have Wi-Fi with less EMF?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So basically the way it works is that the Eco Routers are compatible with every provider and internet modem. So the internet modem, that's the box you receive from your provider. The way it works is that you connect the Eco Router to your internet modem using the standard LAN connection cable that is available. And the Eco Router will then provide the Wi-Fi signal, and you get a Wi-Fi with reduced EMFs.
Yeah, and how does that work? I mean, how can you still have Wi-Fi but have less EMF?
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing you need to know is that any ordinary Wi-Fi router, including your box from your provider, will broadcast so-called beacon signals. And that is 24 hours a day, 10 times a second. And that generates a considerable amount of radiation in your home, which is clearly measurable. Now, the JRS router will reduce that by 90%. So it reduces the beacon pulsation frequency without affecting range or speed. And in addition, the JRS Eco 100 router will automatically switch to a full Eco standby mode, reducing radiation to zero when you turn off Wi-Fi on your computer or on your phone. So it's basically the world's first and only full Eco Wi-Fi router.
And why do you think the router manufacturers aren't doing this kind of thing already? I mean, it just sounds like they're burning electricity.
And that is, in fact, true. They are. They are very why doesn't this reach the mainstream? It's a good question. So, you know, in most Western countries, limits for high frequency electromagnetic radiation, such as from cell towers, cell phones, and Wi-Fi, also for low frequency magnetic fields, power lines, they're all based on the so-called ICNIRP limits. So that's the International Commission for Non-Ionizing Radiation. And that's a private foundation based in Munich. And actually, investigative journalists from Investigate Europe, in their article, you know, How Much is Safe, they interviewed researchers who published a critical review of the ICNIRP limits in a scientific journal. And their analysis revealed that the technical literature for the ICNIRP came from a group of only 17 scientists. And another paper by Starkey from 2016 shows that 40 studies showing DNA damage were simply missing from the ICNIRP. So to make a long story short, we live in a world in which industrial interests take precedence over health. And you know, one could even speak of corruption. So there are these So, quote, official organs, and they're keeping the, how to say this in English? They are providing a sort of scientific argument for the industry to keep on doing what they do.
Yeah, no, it is depressing. It just seems shocking to me when you can put it in terms like it doesn't have to be about electromagnetic health. It could be you have the same level of service while consuming significantly less energy, thus costing consumers less, and they still have no interest in making these. So let me ask, like when you cut the beacon signals by 90%, what are you sacrificing?
So if you go back in history, Wi-Fi was once designed for cash registers systems. So to be used in supermarkets, to be used with large numbers of devices. And for example, in settings with 200 users, there could be, you know, a slightly faster connection speed. So instead of 100 milliseconds, it would take just 10 milliseconds to connect. But in a consumer setting where you have 10, 20, 30 devices, you will not see any difference. So basically, we did a fine tuning to make sure that everything works in a consumer setting, but the radiation is strongly reduced.
That's interesting. Yeah. So you make a really good point there, which is there's this single Wi-Fi standard, and it's designed to work in your home or in an office with 100 employees. But as a result, someone in a home is getting a lot more radiation exposure than they need to because the technology is designed to support a much larger workload.
That's right. And there is more to it. So right now I was talking about the pulsation frequency, but there are more parameters in a Wi-Fi signal. There is also the power at which the signal is transmitted. So,
and that would impact the range, correct? Or is there something else?
That's right. So, a Wi-Fi router transmits pulses with the data signals and the beacons, and the strength at which that is emitted will determine the range that you get from the router. Mm-hmm. Now, one interesting thing is that the limit for this Wi-Fi power is 10 times higher in the US than in the EU. So in the US, you can go up to 1,000 milliwatts, and in the EU, the limit is 100 milliwatts.
Hmm. And so does the Eco router reduce the power output?
You have a very fine-grained control over the output power setting. So if you are getting more than enough range from the router, you can reduce the power. And if you want more range, you can increase it. So we ship the router at a default setting, which is for 90% of households. It's more than enough. And then you have the option of fine-tuning it, reducing it. You don't need to do that. You can just use the router out of the box as it is. So it's a plug and play product. But if you want to get even more EMF reduction out of it, you could also, in addition, you could fine tune this power setting.
That's interesting. I didn't realize you had that function. And just to be clear for our listeners, that not only makes it safer for you in terms of reducing your EMF exposure, it makes it safer for you in terms of not making your network accessible to your neighbors, right?
Yes. If the range is reduced, so to say, the signal doesn't go 50 meters outside, then of course a neighbor will not be able to connect. But in addition, you have the full eco feature, so where only your devices will be allowed to wake up the router from its sleep mode. So when it's in the sleep mode, in fact, your neighbor's device will not even be able to wake up the router.
Oh, wow. So wait, how does that, this is really cool. I didn't realize how many features you packed into this thing. How does the router know which are your devices versus some other?
Mm-hmm. So right after installing the router, it's in a learning mode and it'll learn your devices. And after a day, it'll switch to the full eco mode and then it'll only wake up for your device and not for any other devices. Now, if you have a guest, for example, there's also a solution for that. So the easiest one is to turn on your own phone and then the guest can simply connect. But there's also another way for the guest to be able to wake up the router if you want that. You can give a guest that information to be able to do that.
Excellent. And so I see on that you also offer a pack of attenuators on your store. If you can control the power output from your router, why would someone want the attenuators?
That is for a relatively small group of customers who want to have an extremely low-range network. So to have Wi-Fi in just one room, just a single room. With the default setting, you can dial down up to a factor 10. If you add the optional attenuators, you have an additional factor of 10. So you can go 100-fold down in power. But you get a very small range. So that'll work just like you have a 5, maybe 10 meter range. So that's for people who want Wi-Fi in just one room.
That's really, really cool. Where did you come up with the idea for this feature?
Well, so basically when I, the idea for the router came just from my own experience. So I started looking into Wi-Fi because it gave me a headache, literally. So,
right.
And then, so I found out how to adjust the software on the routers because, you know, every router is running like an operating system like Windows on your laptop. So we have a customized operating system on the routers that is enabling the eco functionality. And then the optional attenuators, Stephanie, that you asked about, that is something that came in due to customer request. So we added them in. And so that's basically from using the customer feedback, we really optimized the routers and put in all the functionality to have the lowest EMF possible and still be able to use Wi-Fi when you need it.
Yeah, that's a really, I love that feature. And it's, I didn't even, it boggles my mind that you can even limit it to a room. You had mentioned customer feedback, and that's, you know, how you're developing your products and what features to add. Can you give us a little feedback, a little bit of an example of some of the feedback that you're getting from your customers?
Mm-hmm, sure. Yes. That's actually the what I like most is the feedback from customers, because that I love reading customer reviews where people talk about, you know, how much quieter this router feels. That's a great source of inspiration. For example, if you have an electrosensitive mother who's trying to make a compromise in her family, and there are customers who are not noticeably affected by EMFs but still want to reduce it in their home as a precaution. So I'm in this for helping people to reduce their EMFs. People who have a health issue from Wi-Fi, just as I had. But it's broader because there's a large group of customers who don't have, you know, physically feel Wi-Fi or have a problem with that, but they just want to take a precaution and reduce EMFs in their home because they can, basically.
So where do you want to take JRS?
Well, at this point, we will go on with the routers. So with the eco routers, So we just follow the technology and make sure that I also think that customer service is very important. So if people have an installation problem or they don't know how to get the router installed, they can always contact us and we will assist. I'm trying to provide the best possible customer service and at the same time, stay up to date with technology and make sure that you can have Wi-Fi and still have the lowest EMF.
Yeah, that's the goal. It's really remarkable what you've done. I mean, I would really like to see this same sort of thinking applied to other devices. So, you know, for instance, obviously, cell phones, they don't need to be as powerful as they are in almost every circumstance. And that's just obviously an example. It could be any, you know, smart meters, your laptop and its Wi-Fi connection. This type of thinking, I think, is critical in terms of dealing with the EMF issue while still recognizing that people really want the convenience of wireless connectivity.
Yeah. So the nice thing about Wi-Fi is that you have it under control. It's your own equipment. It's in your home. Mm. It's a controllable situation. For phones, we don't control the cell towers, obviously, but we do have some control over the phones. So you can do a lot to reduce your exposure from a cell phone. You are doing that, and that's great. So you can have a large reduction. One thing that's interesting, that might be an interesting thing to explain, is that we did a lot of measurements on phones, and so there are obviously a number of ways to connect your phone to the internet. One way is the 4G or the 5G, so that's the cell data. There is an icon for that on your phone. The other way is Wi-Fi. Now, if you measure the emissions from a phone, from a normal smartphone, usually when there is good range to the cell tower, the phone will reduce its output power because there is an automatic power control. It also saves the battery. Now, if you have an internet connection over Wi-Fi, then it's a different situation altogether because there is no proper power control in Wi-Fi in, let's say, 90% of cases. So the phone will generally always emit at maximum Wi-Fi power. So that's interesting to know. So if you measure the phone, so for example, we have a Cornet EMF meter in our shop. You can do it with that. You will see that when you use Wi-Fi to connect to internet on a phone, it'll actually emit more than using 4G cellular data.
That is interesting. So you're saying a phone with a good connection to a cell tower is actually emitting less EMF than a phone with the cell connection off, but with Wi-Fi on.
Yes. So I'm talking about the EMFs emitted by the phone. So it's two-way data. So you have data from the cell tower to the phone and back from the phone to the cell tower. And the latter is what I'm talking about. So these emissions. That's not the whole story, but it's interesting. Interesting.
That fact is interesting.
That not many people know. Yeah.
What other interesting things have you found in your own personal testing? I mean, we don't need all of them, but it sounds like you have some nuggets there.
Yeah, this one is also interesting. It's not so much about the EMF measurement, but there's a very nice way, if you have an iPhone, there's a very nice way to even actually hardwire it. And it's something that's a very nice solution. There are adapters that you can connect to the phone, to the charge port of the phone. And the other side of the adapter fits an Ethernet cable that you can run to your router. And then you can do everything. You can do WhatsApp over a wire on your iPhone. So
that's
you have
cool.
An EMF-free. Yeah. Yeah, it's totally EMF-free, actually.
Yeah, and they make that for Android too. I have that right here on my desk. It's and the new iPhones actually use the same as Android. It's the USB-C adapter. But if you're looking at the iPhones before iPhone 15, then yeah, you would need the Lightning one. That's really, I'm glad you brought that up. So I'm wondering what, because do you still have, I mean, I don't know if you describe yourself as electrosensitive, but your response to your workplace back at the start of the the start of the century sounded like an electrical sensitivity. Do you still have any symptoms like that?
At this point, no, because my situation is under control. So I don't sit in an office with Wi-Fi 8 hours a day anymore. So that's I consider that a luxury. So actually, the full eco router is the first router that I have in my own home, the first Wi-Fi router, because I know it's only active during these short moments when I need Wi-Fi on my phone for a few minutes. And then it's off, and I know it's 100% off, no Wi-Fi, and that's how I prefer it. So I'm not sensitive in the way that I was at that point when I really felt it. So it's gotten a lot better in that
aspect.
That's
great. That's great to hear. And you remind me to ask something to clarify, right? Because one of the things I advise people who have Wi-Fi is to turn it off at night. But with the JRS Eco, you don't need to turn off your Wi-Fi router at night. Am I correct?
Yes, but there is a caveat. So once there is just one device connected, the router needs to be active because that device will keep up a Wi-Fi connection. Now, to resolve that, there is another option in the router. You can actually program it, set it to turn off at night, for example. So you can program a certain time in it in the evening when it will switch off the Wi-Fi, and then it will turn off in the morning again. So you'll be sure it will turn off at night.
Oh, so you can program it like a light timer turn off and on a schedule. Well, JR, this is, I try to be obviously nice to everyone who comes on the podcast, but I have to say I am super impressed with what you have created. It is such, it's both innovative and inspiring way of approaching this kind of technology. I have no idea how much work it took. But I imagine it wasn't easy since no one else has done it. And so thank you very much for creating what you've created. This is it's really inspiring.
Yeah. And it's I just want to add too, for people who have EMF sensitivity, it's a game changer. And you had mentioned at one point in the interview that it's a way for people who have these sensitivities to and perhaps other people in their family do not, to have a solution that works for everybody. And to me, that's probably one of the biggest inspirational parts of the product. And I really appreciate that you've created this. It's really amazing.
Well, thank you. I'm honored. And I mean, it's my what I could add. You know, I've been on the computer since I was a small guy at primary school. So I was programming the Commodore 64, and the other guys were playing football. You know, and the cleaning lady would come in and say, you know, you gotta go outside and play, but I just wanted to program. And so for me, it's, you know, I did it from a very early age, and now this, I didn't expect this to happen in my life, but I'm trying to you know, to make the best out of it and help people. So that's how it went.
That's great. Yeah. No, I mean, just for the record, I was programming from a young age also, and I didn't create anything this cool. So, so to our listeners, you can learn more about the JRS Eco router on the Shield Your Body site. That's shieldyourbody.com. We'll have the direct link in the show notes. But if you just go to Shield Your Body in the shop navigation, you just want to click on Wi-Fi and you'll see it there. And we have a coupon for you. Just enter Safer Wi-Fi. That's SAFERWIFI to save 10% off of your Eco router. JR, thank you so much, A, for doing what you do, but B, for taking the time to come on the Healthier Tech Podcast and explain it all to us and to our listeners.
Yeah, we really appreciate you coming on.
All right. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Healthier Tech Podcast. Remember to check the show notes for all the links and resources mentioned in the show. Please like and subscribe to the Healthier Tech Podcast on Apple, Spotify, or your podcast platform of choice. Get your free quick start guide to building a healthier relationship with technology and our latest information at healthiertech.co.